Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. My glass is half full today. Oh, it's so funny. I noticed that he doesn't mention, I have to have them add that, they don't mention the phone number, and I always forget. So our phone number is 707-636-1350. 707-636-1350. We are a call-in show, although a lot of times we have so much information that it almost kind of distracts and takes away from what we're trying to talk about to have a call in, but we always welcome your calls. Sometimes we can't get them on, but today it's just me and Joe. I have no guests today, and I have a lot to talk about. But I'd love for you to call in if you're interested. You know, have any questions, want to talk about anything specific, or what I'm talking about, you want to add to it. But good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. Let's talk about the Giants, because they just won, right?
They finally won a game yesterday. Off to a slow start, they beat Tampa Bay 6-4. They're averaging one win a series so far.
Okay,
that's not going to quite cut it. But hopefully,
come on,
they
Giants
can make it two today. They play another game against Tampa Bay, and hopefully the crowds are starting to dwindle out a little bit. They had their smallest crowd yesterday since 2010. I guess that's what losing does.
Yeah. And, you know, the weather doesn't help too.
Well,
probably.
That's true. This isn't exactly baseball weather yet, is it?
Right. Where's that spring baseball weather? Well, I'm actually going to be at a Giants game. I don't get to too many of them, but I'm going to be next Sunday. And they're playing Colorado. Sorry.
Yeah, close enough.
I'm going for the fun. No, I like to watch. I do like to go and watch a baseball game, but I don't follow it as much as some people. And definitely not as much as Mike Kelly did. However, I'm going to be there next Sunday, the Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk, which is an annual event that's in San Francisco at the Marina on June 20th. But they bought out a whole block of seats, and we're selling tickets as a fundraiser. So I'm going to be there. And actually, my daughter was going to come with me. And coincidentally, she's going to a conference in Denver. So she's going to be in Colorado while I'm in San Francisco watching the Giants play Colorado.
Maybe she'll see you on TV.
Yeah, so look for me. And they actually, I think we will be, have something up on the big screen. The Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk, it's a great fundraiser for the National Brain Tumor Society, which is doing great things for research for brain tumors, because it's a very specific need, and it's not as much funding and not as much research goes into this as it should. And if you've followed me through when I was with Mike, that it's a personal to me, because my daughter does have a brain tumor, and we're working through it, and everyone goes, oh, it makes me a little afraid to tell anyone, but we're doing okay. She is, a lot of stuff going on with it, but she was treated. We're doing follow-ups and everything's good. But so it's a really good organization if you get a chance. And I'll talk more as we get further on into, closer to this Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk in June. It's a really a fun event out at the Marina. I think there were about 2,500, 2,700 people there last year that come from all over the state, really, to walk and honor people they know. And it's there's a lot of people that have brain tumors or have, have passed because of brain tumors, and there's just not enough research. So anyway, that's my soapbox speech about charities and events. It really is. And it's important. And so I'm very involved with that. I usually follow that with, like I said, and my daughter and I kind of talk about it. You're almost afraid to tell somebody because you'd see their reaction on, and with me in business and as a realtor and my you know, I need to be available for my clients and all that. And I think people get a little concerned about that. So I always follow that with, and I'm always a little concerned about letting people know what's going on in my private life with my daughter and her battle with cancer and her health issues. I've found a way, and initially why I left the radio show was because she was diagnosed, and as a parent, you know, everything kind of comes to a screeching stall, you know, halt. Nothing else matters. And then you slowly get yourself back into, okay, I need to make some money. I need to continue my career. I need to take care of my clients. And so I found a way to streamline my business, and I got really hyper-focused. That's why I left the radio show initially. It's why I, you know, I was the chair of the Santa Rosa chapter of the North Bay Association of Realtors. I was a California Association of Realtor director. I had my hands in a lot of things, and suddenly I went, okay, if I'm going to continue taking good care of my clients, being there for my daughter, being there for the rest of my family, I really need to stop all these outside things, focus it directly with real estate, my clients, and then my family. So, or actually my family, and then real estate, and my clients. And I found a way to do that. So, you know, I worry a little bit about telling people about what's going on the private side of my life, but just know that, and I think my clients that I've been working with would be able to tell you, that I do continue to take great care of my clients, and I am there. It doesn't take me away to a point where I can't take care of business. So, that being said, I actually had a really busy March, and we're going to talk a little bit about numbers today. We're going to talk about that we're not only end of March, but we're also the end of the first quarter. So, I'm going to talk a little bit about March numbers, the quarter one versus quarter two, and we're actually down quite a bit from quarter one of last year and March of last year. So we'll get into that. We're going to talk about interest rates. I want to talk about some of the things that I've seen, you know, as far as getting, we are still getting multiple offers. I've had multiple offers on several of the last listings that I just put into escrow. And it's interesting to see how these offers are written up, and some of it is really it's the best that the buyer can do. I think other times it's maybe that the agent or the lender didn't ask the right questions, didn't do as much as they could have done, and the strength of the offer just wasn't there. And it's not always about price. So we're going to talk about that. You know, terms, what a strong offer looks like, and how you can kind of beat out or present yourself in your best way to beat out multiple offers. And then I wanted to talk about different types of loans. I think there's still really a big misconception about buying a home, and I know it's really hard in this area. And I, you know, we're going to talk also about kind of what the mass exodus or is there. You know, we still have a lot of people moving into California, but we have an awful lot of people moving out as well. And so that being said, I also want to talk about ways that you can, come up with down payment money, different options, different types of loans, that you don't have to have that 20% down that, you know, a lot of people think you do. There's rehab loans, there's VA loans if you're eligible, FHA, there's 3% down, there's some grants. And we've even talked about in the past, Mike and I had talked about, the GoFundMe and there's a website called Feather My Nest. And so there's different ways, gift money. And then also different ways to, if you're in a house and you don't know how, you know, that's kind of like what comes first, the chicken or the egg, you know, what do you sell your house? And then now you're homeless while you're looking for a house, or do you put your house in the market subject to finding another house? And there's problems that come along with that. And so I want to talk about some different kind of options of maybe getting yourself into a new home without having to be contingent, without having to be selling your house contingent on finding a new home. There's, you know, so I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, getting your house ready for the market, just all kinds of stuff. And then before we take a break, I wanted to tell you I will be at an open house today. This is my listing on 1996 Los Olivos, and it's over off of Brush Creek, kind of towards the Montecito end, towards Fountain Grove Parkway, way over that end. It's just a really neat house. It's a 1971 it was built. Very much looks like a 1971 house. It has the rock wall. From the front, it looks like a single level, but it actually goes down to a bedroom and a huge master, I'm sorry, a huge family room downstairs, and then it goes upstairs to a couple of bedrooms, bathroom, and a laundry room. So a tri-level, big open beam ceilings in the family room and the living room, kitchen, huge windows, big deck overlooking, you know, redwood trees. It's on the downside of the road. So Los Olivos, there's homes up, and those ones have a better view. I'll give them that. But they also have a really kind of a steep driveway. This has a nice mellow, you know, driveway, and it opens up to a big, huge parking area. It has a two-car garage plus a carport. It's clean, but it has quite a bit of deferred maintenance. So I want to talk about later when we come back, and I do want to take a break. But one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, things you can do to get your house ready for the market. But also, as a buyer, you know, people come in and they go, oh, it needs all this work. I don't have any money to do all that work. Well, you know, how about doing a rehab loan? How about writing that into the offer or asking for a credit for some of the things that you know you're going to need to fix? So there's ways to do it. And I think buyers and sometimes their agents are a little afraid to throw a low offer in and see how it goes. Or get creative on, you know, how could we make this work, and, you know, start a conversation. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that some more, but I will be there from 1 to 4 today. So I really encourage you to come take a look at it. It has, you know, new carpet. It's clean. It does need a new roof. It has some pest work that needs to be done. But it's a really cool house, and that could be lived in just like it is, or it could be updated and completely taken out of the 1970s. anyway, so come see me 1 to 4. I'll be back in a minute. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk about March numbers, quarter one numbers, how are we looking this year, this spring, and then also what interest rates, if I could talk. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and I'll be right back after this break.
Bounce pass, Curry. Curry fires away. Three ball, good for Curry. Curry dribble drive to the rim, goes inside, hand, and scores on the left side of the bucket. It's a Curry flurry.
I'm Stephen Curry, and you're tuned in to KSRO, Sonoma County's home of the Warriors.
Warriors basketball on KSRO, powered by Gelati Construction.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. I'm not used to there not being music there. We need to add some music, Joe. There, Usually, you know, people hear that music and they come running back to the radio. There it is. There. Perfect. That's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. This is Allison Norman. We're here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. On the news and talk of Sonoma County. Hey, Joe, the screen is not on the wall of, there's usually a wall of monitors, and I can't possibly get the all the numbers wrong because they're all in front of me, but it's 103.5. 94.5 and 1350, and then streaming live at ksro.com, which is a great way, and then you can listen to it anywhere in the world.
And the 103.5 is in the north part of the county, and the 94.5 is in the south county part
okay.
of the county.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah, I know my family was, when was it? A couple of weeks ago, we all met down in Emeryville. And as they were driving by there, I was here on the show, and then I went and met them after. But they said they listened to me all the way down. So I don't know where. I think they were, I don't know if they plugged into live on their phone or if they, I think they were on KS or on 1350, which does have a pretty good reach. I think you lose it a little bit down the freeway. Anyway, enough of that. So you can hear us everywhere. But I wanted to, I neglected to talk about the very important event coming up, which is the celebration of life for Mike Kelly, our good friend, mentor, my mentor, and really everybody. He was a mentor to a lot of people. And that kind of the common thing when we, at our marketing meeting the day after he had passed, people stood up and talked. And really the common denominator and what everybody was saying was how he really made you feel comfortable and included in the group of all of our realtors, even if you're a brand new agent. It really kind of took you under his wing, and he certainly did that for me. And I came into real estate in 2006 when everything was everybody was running the other way, and I said, I'm going to sell real estate. And and I quickly fell on my face because the well, because
did it hurt?
It did. Well, as a single mom, you know, I had gone through a divorce. I was, you know, left a full time job in management, retail management, and I, you know, and the market just is like somebody pulled out a rug out from under us. So as a new agent in started in a brokerage that really didn't offer a lot of training. So then when I went over to Keller Williams, which Mike had already moved over to there also, and we met, and I just said, you know, can I help you with something? Because I am, I need some money. I wasn't, you know, houses were not selling, it was a horrible market, and everybody was kind of, you know, floundering and panicking, and Mike took me under his wing and found some work for me, and he was busy, and then he got the bank-owned Bank of America account, and we got busy with that, doing a lot of bank-owned properties, and then we were doing short sales, and so he taught me a lot. Anyway, I got completely sidetracked with that, my story of Mike. There's so many of them, but the reason I brought it up is because we are celebrating his life, and it really is going to be a celebration. We don't want, I mean, obviously there's going to be lots of Kleenex, and you know, lots of tears, but really just celebrating a life. He lived a really interesting life. He was an interesting guy. So his celebration of life is coming up. It's going to be on April 20th. So it's coming up quickly. And I'm actually, we finally got a flyer that we can pass out or that we can post. So I'm going to put that on the Real Estate Hour blog. And then also on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So I'll post that, but it's going to be down at the Sonoma Mountain Village Event Center at Sally Tomatoes, which is a great big venue, and we needed something big enough for at least 350 to 400 people, which is what we're expecting, and it may be an overflow crowd. Doors opening at 1 o'clock. The address down there is 1100 Valley House Drive, if you need to put it in your GPS or if you haven't been there yet. And doors open at 1, and then we're going to start our program at 1:30. It'll run probably till like 2:30, 2:45, 3 o'clock, somewhere around there. We're going to open the mic, you know, kind of pass the mic and let people, you know, talk about Mike. So hopefully we'll be able to limit that after the regular program to maybe half an hour. And then we're going to open up the buffet. We're going to have light, kind of just some light, you know, snacks and some music and some reminiscing. And so we're hoping it'll be a, you know, good send-off for Mike. His family's going to be there. And hoping that you, his radio show family, if you would like to, you're absolutely welcome to come along. And lots of realtors, lots of Rotarians, lots of beekeepers, all kinds of people, because he had his hands in a good way. It's so many things. So we're expecting a crowd. So that's April 20th, 1 o'clock. The program starts at 1:30. We'll be done by 5, but the program itself will be done probably 2:30, 3 o'clock. And you're welcome to stay, or you can go on with your day. But anyway, that's it. Sally Tomatoes, Sonoma Mountain Village Event Center. So I hope you can come, and I'll remind you again next week. And again, it's going to be in the blog. So I wanted to talk about March numbers. So at the end, hopefully everybody that sold a house in March, as far as the realtors, has gone into the MLS and has posted it as sold, because sometimes we forget and then excuse the numbers a little bit. But the March numbers are in, and, you know, we're not looking as good as we did last year, but we're definitely, I'm feeling anyway that we're a lot busier than we were definitely at the end of last year. And you know, real estate is that way. It's very cyclical and it's seasonal. And, you know, we usually are a little slower at the end of the year. And interest rates were up. And now that the interest rates have come down, we're going to talk about that as well. But we're seeing it really pick up, I think. I'm seeing a lot of buyers out there and now kind of getting back with their lenders and saying, hey, can I qualify now or can I qualify for more now that the interest rates have come back down a little bit? Single family residents, and we look at just single family residents, not condos, because the condos kind of skew the number since they're quite a bit lower in price. So single family residents active right now currently on the market is 724 for Sonoma. And there's 413 that are pending. And the way I broke that out is actually, I probably should have done contingent and then pending separate, because contingent means that they're still doing their inspections. There's a chance it could fall out. Pending, it's pretty much they've done their inspections, they've removed their contingencies, and they're, you know, ready to close. So it's just a matter of now getting all the paperwork in order, getting the loan finalized and escrow and all that, coordinating that. So, but 413 pending, and then 268 sold. So this is in March we're talking about. So March 2019. 268 sold. In March of 2018, there were 367. So almost 100 more homes sold March of last year than they did this year. So that's an interesting number. And it's also interesting that I feel like there's a lot of people out shopping. So maybe they're just not buying in their shop. I do have some buyers that are spending a lot of time shopping and not really finding what they need. So hopefully now, as things start coming on the market, those numbers are the active, the 724 active is good. It's coming up. It's good if you're a buyer. If you're a seller, not so good, because it means that you've got more competition. So it's important to get your house ready soon and get it on the market if you're thinking about it. And again, I can help you with that. And we'll talk about it a little bit later in the show also, but you can always give me a call if you're curious about putting your house on the market. My direct number is 707-799-3617. And then quickly, because we're going to have to go to break in about 2 minutes, quarter one sold was 746. So that's January, February, March. So that was 2019, 746 sold single family residents. And then last year it was 903. So quite a bit more again last year than this year. So hopefully we'll kind of pick up some steam now. I think the rain is a big factor in that. I think a lot of people, I know I had several listings that I couldn't get on the market because we just couldn't, it wouldn't stop raining. Couldn't get pictures, couldn't get the pressure washing done, the yard work done, and you know, painting, exterior painting, you can't do it when it's pouring down rain. So hopefully we'll see maybe a quarter two looking a lot better and catching up to last year. Condos, there were 73 active right now. Multi-units, 27 active. I think rather than running through the numbers, we're going to go to break in a minute, and I don't want to run out of time. So I'll finish the numbers up when we get back. We're going to go to the news, and then I'll be back. We'll finish up the March numbers. How are we looking? What's the million-dollar market look like? And more on the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm Allison Norman.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
They're safe. ABC News confirms that an American tourist, Kimberly Endicott, and her tour guide, Jean-Paul Maring Remezzo, kidnapped at gunpoint while on safari in Uganda 5 days ago, have been returned safely to the safari park, according to a spokesperson for Wild Frontiers Uganda, adding that a ransom was paid. demanding the IRS release 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns. The Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, was asked on Fox News Sunday if lawmakers will get the returns.
Oh, no, never. Nor should they. Keep in mind that that's an issue that was already litigated during the election. Voters knew the president could have given his tax returns. They knew that he didn't, and they elected him anyway.
A 1924 law says Congress has the power to request the tax returns of any American, and the IRS shall provide it. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, Washington Democrat, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, asks, what is the president hiding? Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Cloudy and mainly dry during the day, high 65, 59 on the coast. Cloudy skies tonight with possible showers, low 55, 53 on the shores. Occasional showers for tomorrow at 63, 59 in Bodega Bay. The sun does come up for Tuesday at 68, 61 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. There's the music. Thank you, Joe. That was missing. That's awesome. It's not embedded in the announcement. So welcome back. This is Allison Norman. I asked for it and I got it, didn't I? Thank you, Joe. So
I'm here to please.
I know, and you do a great job. Thank you. So that is Joe Pasquini running the board. We're back. I was talking about so I'm Allison Norman with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Keller Williams Realty. I am a local realtor here in Sonoma County, and I also cover kind of northern Marin and then into Napa. So I have some clients over in Napa. And then do a little bit in Marin. I grew up in Marin, so I'm familiar. But I like to stay kind of Sonoma, Napa. Sorry. Wow. Last year was the coughing. This today. I mean, yes, last week. Okay. So I want to finish up with numbers real quick, and then I want to move on. But numbers. So we had 724 currently active on the market, 413 pending, which means they're in escrow. Either with contingencies or all ready to go, and then 268 sold in the month of March. That's down about 100 from last March of 2018. Condos, we have 73 on the market, 54 pending, 48 sold, and that's also that one is up from 2018. And that's what happens when prices go up. The condo sales kind of go up a little as well, because people now that could afford a single family residence, now they're looking at condos. And with the interest rates as well, they have to kind of lower their criteria. That's why we like to see the interest rates go up. So multi-units, which is interesting. I talked to somebody who has a client to refer who's looking to do a 1031 exchange, and they're looking for multi-units in Sonoma County, and we really don't have a lot. There's 27 one to four active. There's only five that are five plus units, with four of those pending and zero have sold. So it's not a big, you know, market for that, but there's really just not a lot of them either. And then lots and land is an interesting number. We have 473 lots in Sonoma County currently active on the market. 231 of those are in northwest, northeast, and southeast Santa Rosa, and those are kind of the fire zones. And that doesn't necessarily mean all the lots that are fire lots, but a big majority of them are. 73 are pending. 37 have sold versus 99 lots that sold last year in March. So it's a big difference. I think people are kind of settling in. They've either sold their lots or they've decided to build. I think we're not seeing as many lots for sale as far as the fire lots. So it's good to see that kind of settling itself out. And so that's pretty much it for the number. The million plus report, you know, there's 39 sold. Of the 268 that sold in March, 39 of them were million plus. And then 76 of the million plus were in March of 2018. So we're down on that as well. And then there's about a 6-month supply of homes over a million. But I think if, you know, you're probably between 1 and 2 million, they're selling a lot quicker than that. And when you start adding in the $3, $4, $5 million properties, they definitely take longer to sell. And there is a bigger supply. Just basically because they take longer to sell. The rest of the market, when you put the whole market together, it's just under 2 months supply right now, and you know that's still a strong seller's market. As I said, we still are getting multiple offers. I think the market has picked up quite a bit from what it did last year when everything interest rates were up. There was a lot of kind of political unease, people wondering what was happening. Is the market going to tank? Is it, you know, and am I buying at the top of the market? So a lot of fear, a lot of people were kind of holding back. And I think also a lot of people overpriced their homes because they were kind of pricing following that trajectory we were on. And then when it stopped and you're sitting there with an overpriced home, you really lose a lot of steam. So homes that have come off the market, sat for a while and then went back on, have really sold pretty quickly now that they're priced right. So it does make a difference. So we're definitely seeing a better market in the spring, you know, quarter one of this year versus quarter three of 2018 or quarter four of 2018. So that's good. So, and it's still not, you know, it is still a seller's market, but I think there's a lot more opportunity for buyers. So interest rates, I've mentioned a few times, I'm just going to tell you what the numbers are because, you know, we were over 5%, end of last year. I think I was seeing like 5.25%, you know, and people were still buying, but I think that really helped in slowing things down and kind of stalling everything. And I think the Feds noticed that too. And they said, oh, we better lower some interest rates so people will start spending money again and buying houses. So now I've got, this is Wells Fargo. Again, I usually just pull up their report and talk to your lender because it really depends on your credit score. It depends on your situation, how much money you're borrowing. And different banks or different lenders have some things they can offer that'll help you out. But this is kind of, they're all kind of similar. So 30-year fixed rate, 4.125. 30-year fixed rate VA loan is 4%. You can do a 20-year for 3.99%. There's 7-1 ARM, 5-1 ARM for under 4%. Jumbos for 4%. There's just, you know, it's really... there's some really good rates right now. So again, if you were looking at homes last year and you thought, you know, there's no way at 5.25, or I'm not qualifying for what I want or at all, talk to your lender again. If you don't have a lender, let me know. And I have some great lenders that I work with that I'd be glad to connect you with. And it's really good to just sit down and talk to a lender. Even if you don't think you can buy a house or you don't know what the process is, you know, maybe you can't buy for a couple of years, but if you don't get started now, you're going to be scrambling when you get to the point where you're ready. Or how will you know if you are ready? So, you know, find out, talk to a lender, find a good lender, and then sit down and go over what do I need to do? What does my credit look like? Do I need to clear up my credit? Do I need to pay off some bills? Do I need to stay at my job longer? all kinds of things tie into getting yourself ready to buy a house. So, it's really important to, you know, don't wait until you see that perfect house and then run over and talk to your lender because they really need a little more time. They can act quickly. They really can. I just closed one where, you know, the guy was out walking his dog. He saw a house that he liked and went into the open house and wanted to buy it. So he went to his lender and he got pre-approved, was able to put together a really strong offer. He was really good with all his paperwork. He got everything in just when the lender asked for it. You know, sometimes people drag their feet or they can't find it. They were able to close in 15 days on a loan with a guy who, you know, walked by a house and saw it and wanted to buy it. So that's an unusual scenario, but it is possible. But I would say, you know, don't do that. You know, get yourself prepared, definitely pre-approved before you find your dream house, because it doesn't always go that way. Everything kind of came together for this guy, and he had a good realtor, and he had a good lender, and it was a really, you know, anyway, so talk to your lender. If you don't have one, talk to me, and I'll send you to one, and you can sit down and see what you need to do to buy a house. And that kind of segues into what I want to talk about as far as coming up with a down payment. And, you know, people have this kind of misconception that, oh, you have to have 20% down. And, you know, it's true that if you have 20% down, you don't have mortgage insurance and your payment's going to be better. You're going to be able to get into, you know, a higher priced home because you don't have this extra payment and have the mortgage insurance. But it's not required, and sometimes you can do that, and then you can figure out a way to build some quick equity, do some repairs, do something that adds to the value of the house, and then refinance and get out of that mortgage interest. So, you know, you can do, there's Wells Fargo, and I know some other lenders as well, I'm sure, have a 3% conventional loan. There's FHA, which is 3.5%, and if you have a kind of a not so great interest rate, not so great credit score, FHA is a good way to go because they're a little more forgiving of, you know, past history, current credit score. You know, what they're not more forgiving about is the condition of the property. So that's where it gets a little tricky is with FHA. You can't buy that fixer that's in that price point that you might want, and you're a handy person and you're all, well, I could just fix it up. Well, FHA doesn't allow you to do that. They want the house to be in good condition. And it's mostly health and safety issues. They don't like moisture. They don't like, you know, they don't like leaks. They don't like broken windows. They don't like peeling paint. They don't like no carpet. Well, no lender likes no carpeting. That's an interesting thing about it. A lot of people don't realize this. If you pull up your icky old carpet and think you're going to sell your house and offer a credit for the carpet, that's going to be really difficult with a loan because they want carpet. And so sometimes it's, you know, if you do nothing else, if you've got horrible carpet, replace the carpet. You know, Home Depot does a good job of they have some, you know, inexpensive carpet. And a lot of people say, you know, well, they're just going to pull it out. What a waste of time. What a waste of money. But it's really not, because it presents the house so much better than walking into an icky, smelly carpet. And then if you pull the carpet out and just say, well, I'll sell it without carpet, well, now you've eliminated a huge portion of your buyer pool because they can't get a loan because there's no carpet. So, you know, get some carpet. So that's why I talk to your realtor and say, what are the things I should do that make sense? And maybe, you know, painting the kitchen isn't it. Maybe putting new carpet is. So it's good to sit down and talk to your realtor about that. But anyway, I got completely sidetracked with that. But FHA, so there's going to be some things that make FHA not eligible. However, FHA has a great product called a 203K. And then also Umpqua has a rehab loan. So there, and I think there may be some other, I don't know anyone other than Umpqua that has just a straight conventional rehab loan, but I'm sure there are, and somebody can correct me if they want. But the FHA 203K or the Umpqua rehab, basically what you're doing is you're putting an offer in on the property at the purchase price in the condition it's in, and the lender has some rules and some terms that have to be followed where they'll send an appraiser in and they'll get and contractors and they'll get bids. They come up with a number that it's going to take to get it up to the standards that would make it lendable. So if it's FHA 203K, it's getting it to where it would be approved for an FHA loan. If it's the conventional rehab, then, you know, the standards are a little less because you don't have that FHA hanging over you. So so they take that number plus the purchase price, and you get a loan for that whole number. And then the appraiser has to come and look at it and go, okay, does it appraise now in its condition it's in now? Would it appraise for that price? Plus, would it appraise for the higher amount once you've done all this work? And the other thing that makes it a little tricky is a lot of people that want to buy a fixer property also are handy, or maybe they're a contractor and they want to do the work themselves because it makes sense. You can't do that with these products because they don't want you doing the work yourself. You have to actually have a contractor do it. And I'm sure there's a way that you can, you know, maybe a contractor, they can work together and they can make it work. So there are some ways. And then there's, CHDAP, which is the California Housing something, down payment assistance. I can't remember. I'm sorry. It's CHDAP. There's a California grant, which actually you can apply for, and it gives you money. It's not a loan. It's a grant. There's a limited amount, and there's, if you have a question about that, get in touch with me again at 799-3617, and I'll send you to a lender that can help you see if you qualify for that grant. And then we're going to take a break, and then we come back. I want to talk about some other kind of fun ways to come up with money, whether you're trying to buy a house for the first time or if you're trying to sell a house and you want to avoid that, you know, being a contingent offer that gets beat out every time because you're up against people that are not contingent. So we're going to take a break. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO, and we'll be right back after this break.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Welcome back. I was just telling Joe I had because, since I started back on the show, I have had a guest, I think, every time. And so, oh my gosh, it's me. I have to talk for an hour. But you know what? I have so much to talk about. And it's stuff that I talk to people about every single day about real estate. And so, you know, it's easy. It's just kind of trying to put it all into a format that I'm not rambling. So I hope I'm not rambling. It's just, there's a lot of information out there. So I'm gonna try and fit what I had left. I have more information than I have time for. So we'll next time I'll have it again. But I want to finish up real quick with we were talking about ways to, different types of loans. And what I didn't touch on, and I really want to talk about because it's actually a really big part of my business. I do a lot of VA financing. I work with a lot of veterans. I also just closed an escrow. It was not a VA loan, but it was a Marine family. I'm sorry, gosh, Marine, the Coast Guard, apologies. It was a Coast Guard family, and they were transferred here from, Alaska, and they were out of the they're out at the Petaluma Coast Guard base, and they were moving in during the whole government shutdown. They were trying to buy a house, which was a whole other set of problems. And they were working with USAA, and I just it was a really good experience with USAA. So if you have access to that, if you are in the military, they really did a good job, and the communication was great. Now, a lot of times we don't like to work with a lender that's out of the area that we don't know, and we don't know how they're going to do, and it's hard to get an offer accepted when you're when you have an out-of-area lender that the other agent on the other side may not trust. But I would just say this, I mean, in this case particularly, with everything they were going through, they weren't getting paid, and they're trying to buy a house, you know, so, and trying not to charge things on their credit card, because you're not supposed to do that when you're buying a house. So USAA, they did a great job. Anyway, back to VA. So I work with a lot of I just, you know, I don't market that really so much, although I think one of the ads I have on KSRO right now is, but it just kind of happens that way. And I know how to write a good VA offer. I know what to look for. And I know that the different ways that you the things you need to do, you know, you're with VA, it's much like FHA, it's condition, it's health and safety issues. The big difference in VA than any other product, any other type of loan out there, is that they require the pest report. And in every other transaction, every other type of, you know, loan, we don't even write anything about the pest inspection in the contract, because then the lender wants to see it and the underwriter needs to see it and they need everything cleared. So we just, it's just not part of the contract, and it's, you know, really it's none of their business, but in VA, it is, it's a requirement. So and now they've changed it so that not that the buyer can pay for it. It used to be the seller has to pay for it. And so we'd find ways around that, even, you know, I'd pay for it, or the seller would pay for it, or they, you know, there's ways around that, but now they're saying it's fine, we don't care, the buyer can pay for it. Pest inspection is done, and then the underwriter, the appraiser, looks at everything and they go, okay, we want all of these section one items fixed, and we want some of these section two items. And section two is really kind of a maintenance item, and typically what they want is a loose toilet, they want that fixed. If there's a dripping pipe, they want that fixed. And that's not normally on the list of items on, if you're clearing section one on a pest report, you don't worry about those things. There are things that need to be fixed, but they're not things that you need to do to clear section one. So with a VA, they require, so if there's fungus, dry rot, any kind of bugs that need to be treated, all of that has to be done before they will fund on the loan. And sometimes that's a really hard loan to, or a really hard offer to sell to a prospective seller and to their agents. Sometimes there's agents that don't really get VA, and they don't understand the process, and they're afraid of it, and they go, oh, VA, we don't want to even touch that one. And definitely if you're up against three or four or five other offers, and you're sitting here a VA, they're going to go, no, not that one. Let's go look at the rest of them. So it really does take an agent that knows not only what they're doing on the buyer's side, but also on the seller's side, because maybe that's a really good offer. Maybe that's the best offer. And if everybody works together, and that's really the big thing about VA, is everybody really has to work together. And that means the seller, the buyer, and the buyer's agent, and the seller's agent. You know, we all kind of work together. I closed one just recently where, you know, unfortunately more things, it had been a previous flip and it looked like a great property, but they hadn't done a pest report yet. When they did, there were a lot of things that didn't get fixed. You know, they had put a new roof on but hadn't fixed some of the dry rot. So here we're all, oh, new roof. And it wasn't visible, but a pest inspector knows what they're looking for. So really it's better if there's actually a pest inspection ahead of time. But in this case, there wasn't. So there was quite a bit more than we thought. And everybody went, oh, and that's it. We're done, you know. But you know what? The buyer and the seller and myself and the seller's agent, we all kind of got together and made it work. And the buyer said, well, I can do some of that work. And the VA, they don't care. They just want it signed off. They don't care who does it. The seller can do it, buyer can do it. So if you're a handy person and you're trying to do a VA loan, you know, consider that. And you're not going to be looking at some dump. You're going to be looking at a house that just maybe has some things that, you know, maybe some trim that you could fix. You know, maybe you can tighten the toilet, you know. And that requires absolutely the seller being okay with you doing some repair on a house that you don't own yet. And it's a little bit of a tricky, you know, now you're the buyer putting your time and energy and maybe some money into doing some repairs on a property that you don't own yet, and maybe things are going to fall apart and you're out that money. So it's not for everybody, but it is an option, and it is a way to make it work, and it really does take everybody understanding. So it includes the agent on the other side accepting the offer, really needs to understand, and your agent, if you're the buyer, needs to know how to explain it to the selling off, the listing agent. So it's a really good option, but your agent does matter, I think, in that case. So that being said, other ways to come up with down payment, GoFundMe, I mentioned, there's a website called Feather My Nest. There's a couple other ones where people in lieu of a wedding gift, they ask for people to donate to this. It's kind of a GoFundMe type thing. And then that money can be taken and check with your lender. But when we've had lenders on the show in the past and asked them about that, they said, it is a legitimate way, or at least it was. So I would say always, always, always check with your lender. And it's an okay way to make money. And that's an important point that a lot of people don't really think of. I had somebody recently who their mother offered to gift them some money for a down payment. And then when it came time to having to show her bank records and all of that, she was really not comfortable with that. But that's part of the thing. You can have a letter saying, I'm going to give them some money, but they're going to want to see that you actually have that money. So if somebody offers to gift you some money, you need to make sure that they are okay with, and maybe they don't want you to know how much money they have, so maybe they can just give it to your lender and keep you out of it. But the lender needs to verify that there's money. And in this case, she said, well, why can't I just give you the money? I'll just put it in your bank. And the lender's all, no, you can't do that. Because any money that goes into your bank, now they have to verify where it came from. It has to be vetted for a certain amount of time. So if you're going to get some money gifted in, you have to give it a, good 3, 4, 5, 6 months, so that it's already in your account and the lender doesn't have to look back and go, well, where did that come from? And they want to make sure that somebody isn't loaning you money that now you're making payments on, because that skews your numbers when they're looking at your debt to income for the purchase. So, they want to know where the money's coming from. And then as far as, before we run out of time, just there's some quick, and I think I'll talk about it more in another day, because it really is more than the amount of time we have left. But really, selling your house, if you have a house to sell and you want to buy, there's different ways to do it. You can sell contingent on finding a replacement property, and that's really not the best way to go, because now the buyer's going, well, why am I going to put an offer on that? Take myself out of the, search for other homes while you sit here and try and find a house. If they already have a house identified, then that's one thing. But if somebody puts their house on the market contingent on finding a replacement property, you better not be super serious about buying this house, because it may not ever go through. What if they don't find that house they want? So it's a little tricky. So if you're the seller in that situation, I would consider, don't do it that way. Maybe figure out an alternative if it sells. Maybe you're going to rent for a little bit and just sit on the money until you find the right house. Maybe you can get a bridge loan or pull some money out of a line of credit, 401k. Can you pull some money out of there for a down payment? Other ways, and then hard money loan. So there's different ways to do it, and we'll talk more about it in another show, but we're not going to have time today. And I want to real quickly remind you, I'm going to be in an open house from 1 to 4 today. 1996 Los Olivos, come by and see me. It's $840,000. It's a 1971, very cool and retro house. I really like it. It's a nice house. I would buy it if I could, but anyway, I've got my own house, and I need to sell this. So come on by and see me. And then we've got some good things lined up. We're going to be talking to Mike Trinan, I think next Sunday, about septic and things going on in the county. And then Hard Money, Sun Pacific, Forrest Tardabuono is going to be here on the 28th. So lots going on, and I will see you next Sunday. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Have a good day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.